This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Members of the U.S. House of Representatives questioning Secretary of Health and Human Services Kathleen Sebelius were clearly frustrated as they attempted to gain traction on issues from the broken Obamacare website to Medicaid expansion for states to which parts of the Affordable Care Act actually cover abortion. Kathleen Sebelius apologized for the debacle and took responsibility for it, but seemed to be quick on her feet, deferring difficult questions by repeatedly telling the committee, "I'll get back to you." Judging from opinion polls of Democrats, Hillary Clinton is running away with the Democrat nomination for president in 2016. A secret letter from female U.S. Senate Democrats urges Clinton to run for the White House. This is Life News Radio. If God is who we understand him to be, prayer may be more about making ourselves available to God than about enumerating all the things that could or should be included in the plans of the Almighty. If you want to know how to become available, consider entering the silence, the poverty of fasting. This Friday is a first Friday of the month and a great time to fast and pray. Let's be the culture of life. School teacher Judy Cousins was told to end her pregnancy. Her doctor said her child was a deformed fetus and would be born a freak. She rebuffed her doctor, gave birth to baby Andrew. He grew, and her fifth child answered a call to pastoral service and has now been called by the Vatican to be the most recent among leaders of the Catholic Church in Minnesota. Auxiliary Bishop Andrew Cousins. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.